This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Waking up happy on Classic Hits with PJ and Jim. Although it isn't PJ, well, it is PJ, but it's not Jim, the other fella. It's Mike Hogan in for Jim this morning. Good morning, Monday morning. How are you, PJ? How's your old head there?
What happened there?
I tell you what happened there. You came in and decided you wanted to take all the thunder.
Wanted to silence you
for the morning that was in it. Yeah, you were there like, shut that beast up before we even get started.
I was very impressed with myself there. I pressed two buttons and something happened and it worked. And there you are. I don't know what it did now.
Well, something that I wouldn't have understood. That's so, for sure.
What's the crack? What is going on with the gym fella?
I don't know. Listen, he sends us a message, right, everybody? Like yesterday saying he felt a bit squiffy. Now, I've never heard the word squiffy, but I assumed it to mean a bit sick, right?
I thought you would know what that word meant, because I didn't know.
No, I assume squiffy may have meant, I'm not 100% and yeah, it's only going to get worse. In fact, I think he did say, I'm only going to get worse, did he?
Yeah, I think he did, Jay. He sent the message late last night. So, in fairness, he had given us a kind of a pre-warning that he may be taking the day off.
But.
Yeah.
Then he's posting videos of him at the local GAA party.
I know. There's no
Roundwoods winning the championship. So
how invested is Jim in the Roundwoods GAA team?
Because not at all. It's just he wanted to go to the party. Right, That's basically all it is.
The last message I got, well, it was public as well, so we can say this. It's not like it's secretive or anything. He did send a message, although squiffy and all that he may have been. He did send a message of him drinking something, I don't know what it was, out of the championship cup last night.
Oh, for the love of God. No wonder he's feeling a bit off today.
Did you not see that?
No, I didn't. That's hilarious.
Check your Twitter there.
Right, then. So there you go then. Right. So it's amazing the way the man is too. He's not too sick to scoff points over local cup, but he's too sick to come in and keep us entertained.
So anyway, Jim is off for the morning. If you want to get in touch, 087-188-0008. It's Mike in for Jim. And PJ's there as usual. Loads of people getting in touch already. Obviously JP is on.
Alright JP, what's the story, man?
Morning guys, back to reality this morning. Graping off for the week. He says put me down for some Christmas socks on the Christmas list, because he's an eagle eye. Because yesterday I put up a video of me going in a slide in a play centre with my young one yesterday, and I did have odd socks on, so no one misses a beast. JP doesn't miss a beast.
Sneaking that Christmas crap into the text as well. I saw that.
We'll be sneaking a few things in this morning, PJ, that you won't like.
Oh, I just turned on my screen there. I was just realized, Mike, in fairness to him, he's trying to protect me from that nonsense, in fairness to him.
What, the hoopy hoop stuff?
The crappy Christmassy nonsense.
Oh, and the other stuff as well.
What's the hoopy hoop
stuff? Well, the hoopy hoops winning yesterday.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what you're talking about.
PJ, we're going to bring it up at some point.
There's no point.
A lot of people are texting in already.
Can we not just focus on the hockey? What a wonderful day.
I bet you wish we could focus on Christmas now.
Yeah, I know. Even Christmas. Oh, jeez.
Right, we'll focus on the hockey.
Of course you'd bring that up as soon as I forgot it. You're an awful man.
We'll focus on everything now in a couple of minutes' time, including birthdays, and I think you're going to do very well this morning.
Okay, good
you
stuff.
I'm
in trouble now.
Uptown Girl, Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's Mike in for Jim this morning. 6:15 now, Monday morning. How are you doing? 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch. Lots of people in about the sport over the weekend, PJ. It was mad. It was a lot of sport, including, as you rightly say, the women's hockey, which you watched.
Fantastic. It was fantastic. There's not a lot more exciting than a hockey penalty shootout.
Yeah.
It's brilliant to watch.
Yeah, because I played a bit of hockey in my time. I did actually in
you
school.
You have played everything. Yeah. You're one of these fellas. If we said Quidditch, you'd be doing well. I used to, but my broomstick ran out or whatever.
It's a long story, but I went to a school that played hockey when I was in primary school, right?
It's hilarious.
It's their main thing, yeah. So I do know a little bit about hockey, but not enough to watch the match last night, which I forgot about. But anyway,
that was brilliant.
But it's not just shots, right? You have to dribble it up and you have to round the keeper and all that. Is that what
Yeah. You have a certain amount of time to take your penalty, so you can actually shoot repeatedly.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go out of bounds. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, so the keeper, and it's brilliant. Like, it's kind of like watching a bit of a fight.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great though. In Ireland, they looked like it was all over. They were two down in the shootout. You know yourself.
Yeah.
Best of five. It really wasn't looking good. They saved the last two.
Right.
Went into sudden death and won it. It was absolutely deadly.
So can we all again jump on the hockey bandwagon come 2020 then?
Oh, 100. I never got off it.
You've never got off it since the final.
I never got off it since the World Cup. It's so great.
But this is the first time an Irish women's team has ever entered or has ever featured, will ever feature in the Olympics.
In the Olympics now, yeah. So they're off to Tokyo, yeah. So it's going to be fantastic, right? Well, fair play to them.
Japanese are very busy these days, aren't
very
they?
Very busy facilitating rugby and
the
rugby
ball.
Hockey and all, yeah.
I assume you were in front of the telly for the rugby ball final.
I can't do it, man. I can't. I don't get the excitement of it. I know.
First
I miss
of all,
it. I'm not saying it's terrible. It's obviously great if that many people are interested, but
first of all, they beat England.
If you can't see the ball, this is my problem. If you can't see the ball, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand. I get you. The sum of it, and I've been following it a long time, and I don't understand what's going on. However, it gets exciting every now and then.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, our England were beaten.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of this whole let's everyone slag England, whatever. I don't mind. I'd be more.
That's because you don't understand sport.
Well,
everybody's supposed to cheer against England.
I know. Everyone's supposed to hate England. Don't get me wrong. If they're all just about to win, my blood will set in. But anyway, so England were beaten and South Africa won, and it was very inspirational, PJ. Bring a tear to a glass eye now.
Really, yeah.
The story about the captain and all. Do you know what all about that?
So he's the first black captain.
Captain, and he was raised in a township in South Africa. And he said at the end, if we can do this together, we can do anything as a country and all.
I still prefer the hockey, you know. Penalty shootout in Ireland. Come on, Elvis.
Right here. Right. Thanks for all the messages, by the way. We will get around to them. I just don't have time right now. 087-188-0008. In about 10 minutes, we'll rock through them. But for the moment, it is time for birthdays. Now, PJ.
Yes.
I have a conundrum on my hands.
Right.
Because, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to give you 5 birthdays. However, you'll understand why my conundrum is, why it's a conundrum in a couple of minutes' time, right? So the first birthday today is this guy, and I had to get this clip real quick, so have a listen to this.
Alright.
Do you know who that is?
I think it's Matthew McConaughey.
That's exactly who it is.
What's Matthew that from again? What movie is that from again?
I don't know what that movie is from. Right. But it's a kind of an older movie. But the thing is, apparently he says alright in a lot of his movies, and they've all combined. But he does say it 3 times in one movie. But you'll have to WhatsApp in and tell me, because I had to get that clip very quickly. I haven't had a lot of time to prepare this show. Jim McCabe only said he was away last night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's funny. He was kind of half, I might not make it. And then he cancelled just when it was too late to get anyone else in. Oh, he said, right, that is Matthew McConaughey being alright.
Yeah, he's kind of a cool dude, alright, to be fair to him.
Yeah, but he's a hard man to put an age on. I'd say he's...
Okay, wait. It's a significant birthday.
Oh, about time you helped me out. And you, who's against anything, don't like fair play.
No, I do like fair play. I've no problem saying it's a significant birthday, but that's as far as you should go.
You're an awful...
It becomes when you go 53, and Jim goes, are you sure you want to say that?
He does. Oh,
that's not the game. Imagine Chris Tarrant doing
that. Taking it all out of context.
Who wants to be a millionaire? I say B, Chris. Are you sure you want to say B?
Yes.
C looks pretty good.
He does do that. Chris Tarrant does do that.
On the $1 million question, pound.
Are you sure? He said he does do that.
Yeah, he says, are you sure? He doesn't say, C is looking good. Wink, wink.
Jim only ever...
Just tell me what Matthew
you're such a misery wisher. I got to say he's 53. He's 50! Oh my god!
Right, okay, we'll take the 50. Alright, he's 50, that's one. Right, next one. Jeepers tonight, you're as bad as me. When I'm that side of the desk, I'm at the same crack.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right, now, the other half of the Mad as a Brush Bush, Laura Bush, it's her birthday today. So I think you had George W. Bush, his birthday recently, right?
We did, yeah. It's his daughter now.
No, it's his other half.
Oh, his other half.
It's his other half.
I'm so confused today.
I shouldn't have corrected you there, because the age would have been great when you revealed it.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
Oh,
Laura
God.
Bush, and apparently, between herself and the George fella, they're a bit of crack, like.
Yeah.
You know, they're a bit of fun, even though... The whole, you know, killing people and all that aside, they seem to be a bit of fun, by all accounts. Do you know what I mean? But I meant to say...
Only you would say, I mean, outside of the sort of war crimes and all, you seem to be a bit of crack.
But that's a, the whole controversy that's recently. Like, do you know who got mad
trouble? Oh, Ellen DeGeneres. Because she tried to do the whole, I'm sitting at a football match and everyone has different opinions. They're like, you still realise...
Yeah, he's like everything that you're not.
Yeah, yeah, like the whole... Yeah, have a look at that.
You know everything you fought for your whole life. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know he's...
He doesn't
totally,
like you.
Yeah.
He doesn't like you.
But then she came out and did a big speech and said...
She did, yeah, I know. She's the madness of it all.
Madness of
it's
it all.
It's nearly as accurate as us two this morning. I'm going to say he's... No, she... Oh, geez,
go on, 71.
72.
73, actually, not bad.
Ah, that's not bad.
Okay, we'll roll through these quickly because I know where this is going and it's probably heading for a day off for you, but how and ever.
What?
Johnny Cooper, Dublin footballer.
Oh, Johnny Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What a great bloke he is.
Great bloke.
What a great
True blue.
Yeah, and what a nice fella. Like, genuinely, a very, very nice bloke. Yeah,
by all accounts.
Myself and Jim met him just there last Saturday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a brilliant fella. So
Nafina, right?
Yeah, Nafina.
And he took part in that deadly campaign. It was for a bank about, you remember, they flew, what's his name? The two Sky Sports guys over.
Oh, your man, Chris Kamara.
Chris Kamara and the other fella. And Johnny Cooper was heavily a part of that and he was deadly.
Anyway, he's a great fella.
It's a significant birthday for Johnny Cooper.
He's 30.
Well done.
Yeah, go on over that.
Okay, I have two more very quickly. Just throw this out very quick. Luis Figo, do you remember Luis Figo, the Portuguese...
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, he was one of the real good ones.
No, he was brilliant. He would have been pre-Ronaldo, but he was also...
Oh yeah, but he was the Zidane era, Yeah, well.
We had them in our group one time. We beat them, actually. We did a good job of them to get to whatever qualification it was for, and him and Roy Keane would have had massive head-to-heads. Luis Figo.
Oh, he's fantastic. He's, say, 53 then.
No, he's 47 actually.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the final one this morning, PJ, we're rapidly running out of time, is Sean Diddy Combs, which is apparently his name now.
What?
You know P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Oh, jeez, I thought Sean Diddy was an ice cream man or something.
Yeah, local
Luke
ice cream man.
Yeah, local Luke, Mr. Diddy's.
Oh, I was going to say something else there, I won't. right, Sean Diddy Combs. Obviously, Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
On to P. Diddy, Sean Diddy. I don't know what that was for, but.
I haven't a clue.
Reinvented
Sean Diddy. Imagine. Is that his name? Like.
That is his name.
Sean Diddy.
No, his name is actually Sean Combs.
All right, yeah. But he goes by Sean Diddy.
But he goes by Sean Diddy Combs, apparently. But that's what it says in front of me. I thought it was P. Diddy. But anyway.
Sean Diddy Combs. He sounds like a fella running for. Like. Running for a local election, didn't he? In Mayo.
In Mayo, yeah.
Man, Sean Diddy.
Now, here we go, right? This is for the win. It's a significant birthday. We've had three significant birthdays this morning.
He's 50.
Yes.
Yeah, even I know it doesn't count this morning.
Does it
like,
not?
No, I don't. Even I know it doesn't. Like, because I would actually protest against it myself if you gave it to me.
you have to work an extra day for that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I'll give it to Jim for today.
Now, thanks a million, Tara. How are you? Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Oh, you're not happy, no. Did you not have a good weekend?
I had a good weekend. I had a slightly long weekend. I wasn't here on Friday, as you might remember. So I had a slightly long weekend. It was lovely. And now I'm just wondering, how am I going to work a full week after not having worked a full week for 2 weeks?
Since the 70s.
Oh, stop it, you.
She has a point, though. A four-day week, we should kind of instigate a campaign on this, I think.
Yeah.
A couple of the trade union groups are now starting to.
And
there's a few private companies in the West, I know for sure, are switching to a 4 day week.
And isn't there a big move towards it in Sweden and stuff? Didn't we do a story on it before? A whole lot of the big companies came together and they've arranged a 4 day week. Yeah.
So that's it. We'll just. Do you know what we do? We'll just tell Andy. We've decided as a group.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all of our listeners, all of the early morning crew will row in behind us on this. We've just decided that we're working a 4 day week.
Yes, I agree.
Andy will be there going, listen. Yeah, 4 day week. Are you sure you want to work an extra few days then?
Exactly.
PJ.
I'm just jealous.
Strength in numbers here.
I just get bitter because I don't get the same holidays.
I'll pass my agent on to you, yeah?
On a positive note.
They won't talk to him anymore now after what your deal is.
On a positive or a negative note, is the weather even looking anyway decent?
No, absolutely.
Oh, is it not?
For the week.
Is it?
Oh, for God's sake.
We're going to be lashed out of it. Met Aaron saying last night, for the second week in a row, we're going to have 200% of the average rainfall.
Oh,
twice
fart.
The amount of rain that we would normally have at this time of the year.
Really?
For the second week in a row.
Oh, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody. Breaking records, everybody. Oh, wow.
Waking up happy. Brilliant. Waking up happy on Classic Hits. Mike in for Jim this morning. It's PJ as usual, of course. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch. I've done something.
Yeah, you have to reckon the mic stand thing.
I'm holding up.
This is great crack. I mean, I don't want to be a person that laughs at somebody just because they're having a misfortunate episode. But something's happened. The actual holder thing that's holding your mic.
All I heard was a big snap
and it just fell in front of your face.
Yeah. My mic fell in front of my face.
So he's now talking to you with like he's holding something over his head. Like he's holding a plank.
This link is going to have to be short, my friend.
It's going to be something. I can't wait to see how you're going to do. What are we now? The best 3 hours and 15 minutes left. You have to hold that over your head.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm going to have to get there. I'm going to have to get the plumber in. Anyway.
That's very funny.
Oh, it's a very unusual morning so far. It's only quarter to seven. Anyway, loads of people checking in this morning, including, lots about the sport. And someone rightly said that we haven't mentioned at all yet Katie Taylor, who had an amazing win. She's a two-weight
champion. She's just fantastic. She's just brilliant. She can do no wrong. And everybody's talking about how brilliant and how humble she was after winning the two. Did you see the interview, the post-match interview?
Yeah, I saw her.
She couldn't even talk for a while.
Like, she was crying
and we remember the last time she couldn't talk after an interview or after a fight. It was when she lost, remember, in the Olympics in 2016.
That's right, yeah, when it all kind of went wrong.
When it all went wrong. And then you see, I'm so happy for her. I'm absolutely so happy for her. I tell you, the women really are showing the lads the way at the moment now. It's brilliant it is.
Blooming sure, absolutely. Good morning, lads. Heartbreaking weekend to see Villa lose to Liverpool. That's all. Mark Johnson.
Seeing Liverpool win at all is heartbreaking. But sure, there you go. We all live and learn.
Derek and Swords. Morning, lads. Nipper checking in. Living the dream, he says. Very good.
Go on, Nipper.
Morning, lads. Unlike Jim, I'm up and on the road to Dublin with the coffee on my face. Happy Monday from Shirley. Morning to you, Shirley. And Dan 2.0 checking in. J.O. the Mun. Morning, lads. J.O. the Mun signing in. Yeah, how are you, J.O.? Is hockey not just hurling for prods? Says Greg in Ballinasloe.
Well, it's...
Oh, that's harsh.
Hurling
now.
Not just... Fenian hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
I have to say, honestly, I would have had an attitude towards hockey, I think, before that World Cup. And I just think it's a really great spectator sport, to be honest. I think it's brilliant.
But what's even
better? See Ireland win anything, to be honest with you.
You see, we'll jump on any bandwagon. That's ultimately the
thing. As long as Ireland are winning, I don't, like, you know what I mean? And it's a benefit then if it's a sport that's actually great crack to watch. You know what I mean? So, like, I suppose if Ireland were winning the roller skate racing championships,
we'd
you'd be
still look at it, and we'd all be out with roller skates in the morning. That's
you
the
think
fact
so? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
I might find that hard. Now you know what I mean. Yeah, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Now I believe you gave away $2,000 last.
We did.
Monday, was it?
Yeah, on Tuesday. So
on
what?
Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh yeah. $2,000. Your clue.
I know.
Your pre-recorded clue.
Is that's what did it, was it?
It went out and like sound advice or something like that, was it?
That's it, two. Sound advice, yeah.
Gone. The very first caller after. You practically gave it to them.
So $2,000 for £2,000,
yeah. No bother to her. She came straight on. It's the everybody's free to wear sunscreen. Bang. Gone.
As a matter of interest, did you play that tune?
No, we didn't.
Did you not play it?
No, we didn't. It's very long.
It's very long.
And it's kind of uneventful. I'll be honest with you.
It's very inspirational, PJ. Don't feel like you look ridiculous and all this kind of stuff.
Look after your knees. You're going to need them someday.
That's a good impression.
You know, it's like, yeah.
Always wear sunscreen.
Yeah. It's like, always keep your keys in a good pocket. Or whatever. I don't know what he'd be on about.
We should make our own version to that
We
song.
Should make
now,
it.
There's a challenge. Everyday advice.
Everyday advice, yeah. Everyday advice for Irish people.
And remember, always, and then that's the clincher.
Watch the hockey. Maybe that's a bit crap, but yeah, I know.
Yeah, but we'll make our own version of that. Okay, and we have a brand new hit bit then coming up a little later on. So is that the first? No, that's not the first time it's been played.
It's first time we played it. Damien played it for the first time on Friday. It's the first time we get to play it today.
Good stuff.
Have you heard it yet?
I haven't heard it yet.
It's hard.
Is it very hard? Is it harder than the other one?
Yeah. Is it? Andy Bad News picked this one, you see.
Right, okay.
And he won't tell anyone what it is.
Will he not? Will he have to tell me?
Well, Aisling was on during the week and he wouldn't tell her.
Are you serious?
So we were like, what are we going to do if people guess it? He's like, don't even play it. Don't even play.
If you want to register even at this early stage, 087-188-0008, you can register for the hit bit and we'll hopefully get back to you a little later on. This is Classic Hits. Good morning. Classic. That's All Saints Never Ever on Classic. It's Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's Mike in for Jim this morning. Right then, lots coming up after 7 o'clock, including €1,000 for Double Money Monday, PJ.
Yeah, our first time to play the all-new hit bit for €1,000. So we'll give you a listen to that if you haven't heard it already. It's not an easy one.
No.
So we say that every time.
So I've heard, although I haven't heard it yet, so I look forward to it. Also, news on our No Repeat 7 to 7 coming up as well.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Ace of Base, All That She Wants. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on Classic Hits. Monday morning, just 10 past 7 now. And it's Mike in for Jim this morning. The home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, PJ. €1,000 on the line every single hour, starting from now.
Now. So this is it. This moment on. Or the last 10 minutes, but it didn't count because there was something else, news and all. So that's it. You hear the same song in any sort of 12-hour period, 7 to 7.
That's it.
And we'll give you a grand for it.
Yeah, so if you hear another song play twice, all you do is WhatsApp in or scream and shout, "You played it before!" To 087-188-0008 and €1,000 on the line. A couple of birthdays here. Check this out, PJ. Right, morning to you guys. Can you please say a massive happy birthday to my little girl, Aoife O'Sullivan from Blarney.
Happy birthday.
She's 6 today, doesn't end there. Also, her cousin, Alicia O'Rourke, she's 12 today. And their other cousin, Eilish O'Connor Hickey from Blarney. It's her birthday today,
too. For goodness sake.
And lastly, Aoife's best friend, Hannah Rose Murphy from Kildare, who's also 6 today.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well, happy birthday, all of you. That's fantastic stuff.
Happy birthday to you all. 087-188-0008. If you want to get in touch with us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. PJ, what do you got?
Well, I tell you, do you know what I mean? Sometimes I feel old and cranky when I do stories like this, right?
That's okay.
I'm just going to try and look at it from a different way. So see, Netflix have got this new feature, right?
Okay.
You can access it if you have an Android phone and that. If you don't feel like you have enough time to watch whatever TV show that you're into, you can now speed it up, right?
Right, okay.
So you can speed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And they've, because of, like, you know, the computer gizmos that are out there nowadays, Mike, you know.
Yeah.
They can actually do it with keeping the voice as normal.
What?
Yeah, so you don't sound like a chipmunk.
Right.
So they can speed it up a bit. You can fit the TV, get the story into your head a little bit quicker. And you don't have to listen to that chipmunky sound. Right?
It's not like, tell me the truth, you can handle the truth.
No, it's the same. It speeds it up like that, but it just sort of keeps the voices normal.
Is that like similar to audiobooks where you can speed them up?
Again, this is another thing I'm going to talk to you about.
Yeah.
So that sounds like maybe a good thing.
Yeah.
If you're a young person that wants to cram in your media.
It sounds a bit ridiculous, though, to speed things up.
The experts are going mad over it.
Right.
Saying it's a destruction of the art of film making, is what they're saying now.
Okay.
So they're trying to use examples of all the famous scenes through the years where the timing was so important, you know. We have all these great actors, you know.
Yeah.
The Al Pacinos and all. Hoo-ah!
Yeah.
It's not just what I say, it's the way I say it! You know, all these things.
Yeah.
So they're all coming out now and they're really upset by it.
Yeah, of course they are.
So they're approaching Netflix and they're saying, this has to stop. Like, they're like using the scene in Breaking Bad as one example where the turtle has a bomb on its back and it's crawling gradually and the suspense is building to see what's going to happen and where it's going. All these things. They're talking about Jaws even. You look at Jaws, the suspense where nothing's happening. Yeah. Boom. And the timing. Now it's just, yeah, Grant Shark, bit your man. Right, let's go. Fight another lad. Right, what's going on? Bell rang on beach. Grand. Okay, what's the end? Cool. Shot him with a canister. You're chewing a fish for everybody. Grand. So they're saying that, like, the art of filmmaking is being lost just to get the story, say you saw it, move on with your life. And that's that our attention span is now that bad that it's just, give it to me as quick as possible. Don't want to appreciate it. Gone.
But apparently this is similar with football and all sports and everything. Apparently young people of today.
Young people.
There's consideration to actually reduce the amount of minutes in a football
game. Oh, for God's sake.
Because
yeah,
young people don't want to see people tip-tapping the ball around for 90 minutes. All they want are the goals.
Goals and fouls.
So apparently all young people want now are bite-sized stuff. They want like 2 minutes summarised versions of games and all that.
Yeah.
You know what, PJ? I understand.
Do you?
I do.
I get it to a point, but then you hear like that. All songs now, they're encouraged. Songwriters for artists now are being encouraged to make their songs sound more like ads.
Yeah.
So they have a little. Because they need a 5 second jingle. Because if they don't get young people like bang straight away with that little addictive little thing, you know, that mic around. No one's going to sit around listening to an intro of a song.
So like Michael Jackson, yeah, the Bad, all those tunes.
Those days are long gone. The days of Bohemian Rhapsodies. We'll never hear another one.
So it's back to the short Beatles songs is what people want, really.
Jobbies. Yeah, jobbies being like the proverbial other word for a bit of a poo.
I don't know.
Dropping jobbies on us.
I can understand it. I would be that person, and it's an attention span problem.
It's a total attention span problem.
You know the biscuits and TV thing we do. Did you discuss last week's? By the way,
we did.
It's awful.
Oh my god, it was very controversial.
Oh, was it?
I loved it.
Oh, did you?
I loved it.
Well,
everybody else said it was brutal.
I was just confused. I didn't know what was going on in it. It was called The Guy Who Shot Hitler and then Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did a lot of scrubbing on that, I have to say.
Did you?
Yeah, if anything is slow.
That's cheating, man.
Yeah, but
you're part of the problem. You're younger than us. This is where you are part of the problem.
I know, but if it's the scene is taking ages, and you're right, you're going, right,
that's
great.
The point.
He was with her, they marry, great, next. I just want to know.
Ah, you're a jackass. You're part of the problem. I keep forgetting you're the tail end of all of this.
I am, yeah.
You are. Look at you, you'll be sitting there with your avocado toast. I don't care about this. This is no good to me.
Move on.
I want the information. Move on. Leaving me waiting in suspense.
Imagine he could speed up this show, though, to be fair.
You'd be doing well now, because I talk a mile a minute and I never stop giving out. You'd be doing very well.
Can you imagine? Yeah, you sped up. That's all we need now.
Yeah, I'd sound like a chipmunk. I'd sound like a chipmunk anyway.
I will remain silent on that.
Yeah,
PJ.
I do, yeah. I do. I sound like a little annoying chipmunk with a mouthful of nuts. I do.
For your benefit, we have sped up Europe, the final countdown. It'll be over now in a minute.
Oh, yeah. How long is this now? Look at that.
This is...
Three of... Oh, just stop. There won't be a millennia left at the end of this song.
That's Europe, the final countdown on Classic Hits. Waking up happy on Monday morning. You gotta love the cheese of that.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? It's so cheesy.
Oh, it's so cheesy. It's
honestly
unreal.
It's like there's easy singles stuck to the walls now after listening to it. Brilliant.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, although it is Mike in for Jim this morning. Jim was off doing a little bit of celebrating last night.
So he was. Yeah, celebrating. I'll tell you, Jim, who knew he was mad into the Junior BGAA finals?
It just shows you. Irish people will be into anything.
Anything, if there's a bit of crack involved,
if
yeah.
If there's a bit of crack and your team is involved, yeah, you can check out Twitter, the Classic Hits Twitter page, at Classic Hits Radio, and yeah, check out what Jim was up to last night, and then you'll wonder no more while I'm here in the hot seat this morning. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch, just like Chris and Tipperary did. Will you say hello to Jerry Roach? He's 40 today. Happy birthday, hitting the fourth floor today, PJ, Jerry Roach.
Happy very birthday to you. Welcome to the fourth floor. It's not nearly as bad up here as some people pretend. I can tell you that much.
In relation to the attention span story that you did a few minutes ago, and I mentioned, of course, that there was a consideration to sort of roll back the amount of minutes in a football game. And shots fired from Mark, who says us Liverpool fans are happy enough to wait until the end.
Of course they are. Oh my God. They've become the last goal, sneaky little the bad fellas in the lightly. It's unbelievable watching. It's just unreal. I don't know what's gone on. If you're a football fan, even when Liverpool are trying to lose, they still end up winning at the moment.
It's just outrageous. They can do no wrong. A couple of Shamrock Rovers fans, honestly.
Oh,
PJ,
I've never heard
those.
Unbelievable. Are you sure? As if I didn't know. You should see the abusive messages I was getting on my Twitter and Instagram and everything.
Listen, you dished it out, so it's now your turn to take
I didn't start it. They did.
My name is Oisin. Even though I'm a millennial, I love that song. Pink Floyd song, Dogs, which is 17 minutes long, he's saying. Even though he's a millennial, he listens to 17 minutes.
Well, you see, this is it. I do be messing saying these things, blaming millennials for this, that and the other. They're no worse than anyone else.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's just this, who's the least attention, who here has the least attention span in this whole office?
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
No. And you're in your 40s.
Yes. So I want to point at other people and say they're worse than me. Point is, I'm brutal.
I'd like to say I'll come a close second. Jim has a decent attention span.
He does. Yeah, but then, I think, in fairness, Jim comes from when he used to, like, you know, he used to be in school carving things into rocks and all that. So he is a very different frame.
He comes from a different generation.
A different frame of reference. He used to go to school in the hedge, you know. The red coats would be running past him and everything. So it's a different...
Right, anyway.
So it's a different thing. But yeah, so I'm having a go. But I'm worse than anybody. People in their 40s and 50s are just as bad.
By the way, can I just say, we assume Jim is asleep at this point. So any slagging,
we hope so, yeah.
Any slagging can be dished out between now and 9 o'clock.
Yes, yeah, so don't go ratting us out, okay?
Don't rat out. Don't use the whole social media thing to rat us out. We will be slagging Jim this morning. And that'll be that. Let's all be in a group together and not let on to him.
Between us and... You and not him.
Right, 087-188-0008 is the number. If you want to register for the hit bid, it's worth 1,000 squids today. Putting a load of money on the line this morning. €1,000 for Double Money Monday for the hit bid. Register now by WhatsApping or texting in your name. 087-188-0008. Thanks a million, Tara. Okay, then this is worth €1,000 this morning, everybody.
€1,000, that's the all new hit bid. Can you give us another blast of it?
Here we go. That's it. Do you want a couple of blasts of it?
Go on.
And by the way, you can go on to classichits.ie and listen to it as many times as you want. But here you go again. That's it. It is difficult. That's my first time hearing it now.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that is tough now.
But it's not easy.
Having said that, to give you hope, I remember doing a hit bit quite some time ago and it went on the second day.
Yeah, I remember so when we gave away two in the 1 week, yeah.
Yeah, so you never ever know. So it's worth registering and having a go this morning. Just text in your name and your details to 087-188-0008 and Janice will do her best to get back to you. This is Classic Hits. Good morning. That's Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. Good morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Mike in for Jim this morning. Monday morning, just 7:39 now. Hope you're doing well. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch with us this morning. Now then.
Yeah.
We have a wedding story, PJ.
Yeah, actually,
weddings. You love weddings.
Well, let's be honest. I hate them. I do. I hate them. I hate the whole idea of them. The whole being made... You know, wear clothes you wouldn't normally wear, sitting with people you wouldn't normally sit with, listening to music you wouldn't normally listen to, in a place you wouldn't normally go,
mean celebrating the love of two people.
Yeah, not for me.
Not
I don't
it.
Like
right.
it.
We cut that music.
But the worst thing about it all is eating food you wouldn't normally eat.
That
or being forced to eat food that you wouldn't like. Or whatever. Or that ridiculous delay that sometimes happens at weddings. Do you ever turn up at a wedding and you're like... You've had to, like, you know, you kept your breakfast light and the whole lot, and you walk in and then here's a glass of bubbly or whatever. You're like, Grant, when are we eating? 6. What? What are you talking about?
I was at one wedding where obviously there was a breakdown in communication between the wedding party and the hotel. And they obviously didn't tell them that they were doing their wedding speeches before the meal. And they were going to be very short. So it was a, thanks a million everyone for coming. We're not going to delay here. Really appreciate it. Thanks to blah, blah, blah. All the best. Enjoy your meal. And everyone went, oh, gee, but that was quick. And the hotel was obviously going as well. Yes, that was very quick. So the food didn't come out for another 2 hours or something. Everyone was ravenous.
Ravenous, yeah.
Absolutely ravenous. And then cheesed off.
And then pickled with the drink then as well. You know the way...
And that's what happens when people get all funny like...
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So I have to say, I'm all for this. This is a couple, right, over in England. Victoria and Tom Brown is their names.
Right.
And they decided on the nice hotel. They decided on what they were going to wear. They decided on all the stuff, except they just couldn't come to decide on what they wanted for the food.
Right.
And every hotel they went to, they were like, you know something, I love, yeah, grand, I know you do good food, but we don't like it. We just don't like it.
Fair enough, right.
So they came to a deal with this hotel. Just let us bring in our own pizzas. So they phoned Domino's and they put in an order for £350. Had them delivered, £350 worth of pizzas in. The hotel didn't have to deal with the food. Nobody got something they didn't want because everybody loves pizza.
Do they though?
Everybody loves pizza.
Bit of an assumption by the wedding party now, I have to say.
Everybody loves pizza.
That's a huge statement to make now. I don't think that's correct.
Oh God, Mike, you're trying to be looking. You're going.
No.
Yeah, do you know what you're doing? You're being like your man Nolan or someone on the TV or Vincent Brown now. You're just trying to say something.
This is my boiling days.
Yeah, it
back
is.
Now.
This is your boiling
well,
stuff.
Well, hold on a second. Line two, what do you think? You don't like pizza.
You're going to look for one person now in Ireland. And there'll be some group of three people in there called the Why Does Everyone Think We Like Pizza Society?
Anyway, they took pizzas in to the wedding party.
Look at him, the journalist in him. He can't just take out a generalisation of movie. Couldn't do it.
But it also, it was a plain pizza. Did they have pineapple on the pizza?
Oh my God, it was a sorted pizza.
Right, so they had
30
choice.
Boxes in with garlic bread, 20 boxes of chicken strips or else are there, some 20 boxes of wedges. Obligatory, of course, garlic and herb dips and all of that. By the way, I had a couple of fizzies during the week there.
Did
on
you?
Friday, so I did. Yeah. And I got a pizza and I was trying to text someone. And I dipped my phone into the garlic dip.
What has gone wrong with the people on this show?
I dipped my phone into the garlic dip. I had the pizza in one hand and the phone in the other texting. I was like, oh shit. And I dipped my phone into the garlic dip like a tick.
And did you lick it off?
No, I rubbed it on the back of my hand and licked it off my hand.
Oh, jeez. How late was that?
It was late enough now.
Was it? Yeah. Okay.
It was near, like for me now, 9 o'clock is very late. It was banging off the doors at midnight at this stage.
Now, in relation to that wedding, considering you don't like weddings, right? You don't like wearing the clothes you don't want to wear, you don't want to be at the place you don't want to be, whatever. If that was a wedding that you were at now and they got a load of pizza in and you didn't have to eat all the fancy stuff.
I'd be much more for it. You know what I mean? I'd be a lot more behind it. You can just have the pizza, whatever. You're not going to be hungry. It arrives fast. They will all arrive warm. Domino's delighted with themselves. He says they couldn't believe they got them all there warm and everything at the same time. The bride and groom, big smiles on their faces.
Everyone
and like
happy.
I said before, even though Tragic Mike will say different, everybody loves pizza.
Heartcenter.ie. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Headbend.
Oh, nice one, PJ.
There you go, we're back into it. Our first time playing it is Double Money Monday, which makes us €1,000. All for you if you can tell us the brand new hit bit and what song it comes from. It sounds like this. That's it.
Yeah, it's difficult enough. All right, let's have a listen again.
Bang, bap, bap.
All right, let's go to the line, so.
Let's go to the line. On the first one, it's Caroline Cavanaugh. How are you, Caroline?
How are you, PJ, this morning? Happy Monday to you and to Mike.
Thank you very much, Caroline.
Thank you very much. What part of the world are you in this morning, Caroline?
I'm in Kildare, in County Clare, a lovely place to be.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Although I think no matter where we are in Ireland, we're going to get drowned with the rain.
Yeah, so Tara said it's some sort of record rainfall.
Record, 200% up on last year. 200%. Isn't that something to look forward to, Caroline? Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Monday to you, Caroline. Right then.
Okay.
Have a guess there, Caroline. We'll try and give you some quiz. What do you think?
I think it's Lionel Richie, Running with the Night.
Running with the Night, Lionel Richie. Mike, you're right in front of me.
One of these days it'll be a Lionel Richie song because he's the most popular guest of all the hit bits we've ever done.
Of course he is, yeah.
Anyway, is it Lionel Richie? And which one did you say?
Running with the Night.
Sorry, Caroline, it's not right, unfortunately.
Thanks for having me on, Mike and PJ. It's been a pleasure speaking to you and being chosen as one of the Hitbit callers and Classic Hits for FM.
And well, you, Caroline. It's great to talk to you this morning.
The most polite ending.
It was very polite. More than we deserve, I can tell you that much.
Thanks a million, Caroline. I expect everyone to come on like that.
I don't think we're going to again.
Who else have we got, BJ?
It's John Hines. How are you, John?
Morning, lads. How are you?
What's the crack with you, John? Where are you this morning?
I'm in Santry at the moment.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, what are your plans for the day?
Work, usual.
Well, did you have a decent weekend at least?
Very busy weekend, yeah.
Right, well, we'll try and make it better still for you. €1,000, John, what do you think?
I think it's Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen.
Love that song. Right, so.
1982, I even know the year.
Right, okay. Now, listen, there's no puns this morning. What's going on?
There's no puns this morning because I'm here and I'm doing other stuff, but don't worry, we'll have to discuss this pun thing. Is it still happening?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's happening. For no other reason, you hate doing it. So go on, put the man out of his misery.
Hold on, is it this? Is it? It is. Sorry, it's not right. It's not Midnight Runners. John, have a great Monday. Take it handy.
Thank you, lads.
All the best.
See you later, boss.
Bye-bye. So there you go. It'll be worth €510.
€510 tomorrow. So there it is. That's the brand new hit bit. That's what it sounds like. The return of the pun tomorrow as well. Pun Master General will be back on his side of the glass.
So have we discussed this? I'm definitely coming back with the puns, like.
Yeah, like, as far as I'm concerned, it's not even up for discussion.
I thought
You're not comfortable with it.
I thought maybe we're this time we knocked it in the head. Maybe the listeners don't like it, PJ. What do you think about that?
Let's ask them again. They'll all want you to suffer.
Kenny Loggins, Footloose, to wake you up happy on a Monday morning. It's Mike Hogan in for Jim this morning. And the PJ fella as well. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch this morning. Loads coming up, including pizza, PJ. Apparently not all people do like
this
pizza.
You see what you started. Didn't I knew this was coming.
Breakfast table quiz also on the way with a great prize up for grabs. All coming up. Human League, Don't You Want Me on Classic Hits, waking up happy on a Monday morning. The home of the no repeat 7 at 7, by the way, putting €1,000 on the line every single hour. You hear us play a tune twice. Scream, shout and text 0871 88 0008, and you could win €1,000. So there you go, guaranteeing no repeats here at Classic Hits Monday to Friday. It's 10 past 8 now, and a little earlier on, PJ Gallagher. It's Mike in for Jim, by the way, this morning. Jim will be back as usual tomorrow. But we had a story about, well, it was about pizza, wasn't it, PJ?
Come on now, it was a very normal story, right? About where we were saying someone got pizza into their wedding instead of doing the whole three-course meal thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, Grant, okay, me and Mike didn't agree on that one either.
No, no.
That's fine.
Me and Mike, you and Mike didn't agree on that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just a sort of a, well, I disagree with you there, Mike. It was a shouty-shouty, you're talking rubbish man stuff.
I just made a statement. I was saying, fair play to them. It sounds like a much better day. Sure, everybody likes pizza. To which journalist, Mr. X-Boylan Show, Mike, decides to go, well now, there's a question. Does everybody like pizza? I was like, of course they do.
And can I just say, actually, speaking about my Boylan background, he actually doesn't like pizza himself.
See? I will say... No, if you don't like pizza.
Yeah,
well, says a lot about you.
Says a lot about you.
You know what I mean? If you can fall out with a pizza, you can fall out with anyone.
Every now and then, for a bit of a bonding session, we would get our pizza here delivered to the station.
True enough, yeah.
And he was outraged by it. Not everyone likes pizza. I like chicken strips. And we had to get a separate box of chicken strips for boiling because he didn't like pizza. So he's not the only one, as is.
I'm shocked.
Let me see. Sue WhatsApped in 087-188-0008 to say, I don't like pizza. I hate pizza.
I'm shocked with all of you. All of you, you've let us down.
PJ's my spirit animal, that says. I cannot bear weddings.
Oh, yeah, he's giving out about weddings altogether, yeah.
That's fair enough. This one, Marianne says she hates pizza as well.
I can't believe it. Like, there's a huge list of people here.
I don't hate pizza, I just hate cheese. Who hates cheese?
Obviously, if people can hate pizza, they can hate cheese.
Right, so
I'm with you. I don't understand how anyone can hate either, but there you go.
Right, so it has sparked a sort of a weird conversation about food this morning.
Because you wouldn't let me have my flippant comment. You wouldn't let me have...
I was just saying...
One flippant comment. You had to investigate.
Well, you know, you were saying that isn't it great because everybody loves pizza and then the wedding would be a great place to be at. I was thinking, not the case. I'd be sitting down the back on, this is a bit ridiculous. I wouldn't have minded my three-course dinner. I wouldn't have minded me fancy thing at the start that I didn't know what it was. I wouldn't have minded me middle thing, which I didn't know what half the veg stuff was.
Yeah, but that's because you have kids, right?
Yeah.
This is what it is. So you have to eat pizza more than you want to because you haven't time to be cooking enough.
Quick meals,
and every so often, it's a luxury to just be able to pick up the phone, have the fella arrive and hand you your dinner, a pizza.
Yes.
So yeah, so you don't get the opportunity to go out and eat food.
Exactly.
Normal people like me get that opportunity all the time.
Yeah, but do you get an opportunity to have a fella in a dicky bow? There's your dinner, sir. That sort of stuff now I love.
So ask the scooter lad in the pizza place to wear a dicky bow.
Well, anyway, it has sparked a weird conversation. So I'll tell you what we'll do this morning, right?
Look at this. Someone's saying that their uncle calls pizza. Sorry to cut you off there,
but someone's
describing pizza as puke on bread.
Well, that's just disgusting now.
It is, yeah.
In anybody's book.
And it's wholly inaccurate.
Well, some people just don't like it, as I say. But anyway, if there's some food, right, this is what I want to get to the bottom of this morning. If there's a food that everybody apparently loves, right, and would order it like that with pizza at a wedding or something, and you're sitting there going, I don't like that. I'm the only person that doesn't like that. Like the person who doesn't like cheese. Like that's mad.
You're a weirdo. So if you don't like, imagine that's like meeting someone who would say they don't like sandwiches. Can you imagine someone that says they didn't like sandwiches? You couldn't trust that person. couldn't trust that person.
I would be suspicious of someone who didn't like sandwiches.
Like if someone said I don't like sandwiches, or someone said I don't like ice cream, you go, no, there's something really odd going on here.
Chips.
Now.
Is there anyone in the country who doesn't like chips?
I know one weirdo.
Really?
Weirdo. Don't really like chips.
Really?
What are you talking about? How do you even know you're finished your food if there's not chips on the plate?
Exactly. That's mad.
Yeah.
An Irish person not to like chips.
I know one Irish woman who claims she's not really into chips at all, and I don't trust her. There you go. I'm putting it out there.
Is she into any of the kind of alternative chips now?
the sweet potato chips, that sort of stuff. See, that's
don't know.
That's the new stuff now.
That's the new stuff. That's your kind now doing that. That's for people who can't leave well enough alone.
I did. I had a bowl. I had actually just a bowl of sweet potato chips recently in Galway.
Of course you did.
And it was lovely.
Yeah, bringing your madness to the west. Of course you did.
It was absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Well, it's a pity it didn't give you a cold. Or whatever you can get off.
If food. There is a food that everyone should or apparently does like and you don't, 087-188-0008, like the cheese weirdo, 087-188-0008. And I'll tell you what we'll do, we'll stick up a PJ and Jim ugly mug. How's that?
How's that? There you go. Now you're going to have people saying they don't like stuff just for you. You'll have someone there. Wait to see, someone's going to say they don't like sandwich. And they won't, you're not getting out for that.
Let us know. It's not a joke. You looked at me with a bit of a head going, are you serious?
I was like,
that's very much the coincidence.
How did you plan that? You could have. I can't believe you told me the truth. You totally could have wound me up
Isn't that amazing though, and we talking about that this morning?
Is that really? Yeah, I like the ham, but not pineapple very much. Yeah, I would have totally believed that.
Right, the amount of people WhatsApping in, thanks for all of them, 087-188-0008, and your texts as well, about the foods that everybody seems to like. It seems to be like a staple diet of the country, and you don't like them.
And once again,
you regard it as weird.
Once again, people saying they don't like chips and potatoes.
Yeah.
You live in the root crop capital of the world, the potato capital of the world, you don't eat chips.
Yeah.
You need to have a good long look at yourself in the mirror. And ask yourself what you're doing wrong with your chips.
Yeah, well, that's it. How you're cutting your chips. Hi there, my name's Elodie, I think it is. Elodie? I'm Belgian and I don't like chocolate.
Oh my God, and she's from the place that invented chocolate.
Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
They invented chocolate and beer, these people.
I know, but
she doesn't like chocolate.
I know. As you say, can you trust someone who doesn't like something like chocolate? Sorry, Elodie.
I don't know. This is why Belgium is one of my favourite countries. I absolutely love Belgium.
Have you been to Belgium?
Listen, chips, chocolate, and beer. That's literally that's it.
Amazing.
They created it. It's I can't see. It's a great country.
I'd like to go to Belgium.
Great country. Unfortunately, they've sent. Elodie was probably excommunicated because she doesn't like chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably why she's in Ireland.
Get over to Ireland and eat pizza and potatoes for the rest of your life.
Look, Jeff says that he hates toast and everybody seems to like it.
Ah, Jeff, you're not telling the truth.
Yeah, no, he is. This is the thing. We're opening up a can of worms here.
I'm not having it.
Love pizza but can't stand bananas, from John and Artain. Doesn't like a banana.
That's such a funny thing not to like.
My niece is 8 and hates chips. And
what?
I can't stand Mexican food. If I smell a fajita, I'd be sick. I also hate pancakes. What's the point? This just goes on in a rant.
How?
What's the point of them, she says.
What's the point of them? They're lovely.
And the smell and texture of them, says Shauna in Kildare. I've never heard anyone give out about the texture
Of a pancake.
Mushrooms, I've heard about people give out about the
texture. Yeah, yeah. And people that can't go near eggs and all.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
Pancake!
Here's one here, right, from Jane from Clare. She says, hi guys, I hate tea, milk and butter.
Ah, you are... stop.
Hold on a second.
Ancestors are turning
in
their graves. That's what they were raised on.
However, you have a weirdo thing when it comes to milk. You don't like full fat milk, is that?
I don't like, no. Correct? No, I don't really like milk very much at all. It's just there's sometimes it feels necessary and it has to be that skimmed to bit stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, the flavour of it. Every time if I have full fat milk, I can't let my tongue touch the sides of my mouth because it's so disgusting afterwards. I can talk like that then.
Strange.
I'll show you how to talk. Strange. Hard milk and it's disgusting.
This person hates ice cream and lasagna. Listen, the list goes on.
This is incredible.
But in relation to the tea thing, I'm the same. I don't feel very Irish. I'm looked upon oddly whenever I go visit a house. Now, will you have a cup of tea? No, I'm all right, thanks. Are you sure you want? And I actually say, I'm not. Have you any coffee? And there's...
Yeah.
Coffee? We'll have to check. Like my uncle, for example, who now is in his 80s.
Yeah.
But he has a specific jar of coffee just in case I come around. Myself and my father.
He has
his
Mick jar.
He has his Mick and my father who's called Mick as well. We're the only ones who drink coffee when we come. And it's only down as far as we've drunk it.
Just for you.
Just for us, yeah.
Tell you something. Putting people out is no problem to him. No problem to this lad. God forbid he just suck up a cup of tea like the rest of us.
I don't like it. not a big fan of it. Anyway.
Well, how can you have anyone not like tea? I don't know. I guess I don't understand.
087-188-0008.
I had sweet potato fries last week and you won't eat, have a cup of tea.
They were delicious. Thanks, Emile and Tara. Okay, let's do it. The breakfast table quiz for a brand new week.
Let's do it, yeah.
You, my friend, are going to love this prize.
Go on, well, go on. You know, this is the thing now. Because we went from dog-friendly hotels to Christmas.
All this week, we're giving you the chance to win an incredible Christmas decoration prize worth €2,000. And it's all with thanks to McDee's Christmas Shop. If you love Christmas, you love McDee's Christmas Shop. So here's what you get, PJ. I know you love this. Now, you can't win. Sit down and relax,
PJ. Get it on. I love this.
A luxury 7.5-foot Christmas tree with all tree decorations and lights. Premium train set for under the tree. Premium wreath and garlands for around your home. An outdoor decorative Christmas reindeer. An outdoor... I feel like the generation game here.
You do. It's like I should be memorising all of these things.
An outdoor decorative Christmas penguin.
A cuddly toy.
An outdoor decorative Christmas polar bear. You're going to get all that stuff. All with thanks to McDee's Christmas Shop. £2,000 it's worth. So all you got to do to register to win is 087-188-0008. You better just get involved, PJ. It's Christmas from here on in.
It's really not. And I will say, it's as good as McDee's is, and I'm sure it's a fantastic place.
It is.
With an abundance of Christmas stuff.
With polar bears and penguins and the whole lot. And reindeers.
Oh, jeez.
Decorative Christmas reindeers.
Oh, jeez.
087.
It's going to be a whole week of this now. McDee, thank you very much for supporting the show.
Happy Christmas, McDee.
Oh, back off, Mike.
087, let me tell the number. 087-188-0008. Happy Christmas. Losing My Religion on Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy on Monday morning. 8:39 now. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim even. But it's Mike in for Jim this morning. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch. Hundreds of you have about the foods that you don't like that everyone else seems to like. But we'll try get around to those a little later on. And we'll pick an Ugly Mug winner as well, because lots of people getting in touch about not liking chips and ice cream and chocolate and the whole lot.
All of that, yeah, yeah.
Which is mad. Anyway, here's some suiting background music for our next story. Sounds like an ad, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
And half price Christmas trees now.
Oh, will you stop talking about Christmas? It's the 4th of November.
Sorry.
Do everything
you
can.
It sounds like a festive ad. Celebrate your Christmas party now.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, what Mike doesn't know is we're listening to cellos. We're about to do a story about violins.
Oh, no, that's a violin.
That is not a violin. That is a cello or something.
That is not a cello. No way that's a cello. Cello is a little lower.
Do you think the Dubliners would be banging out sounds like that? That's a cello or something.
It's not only... we don't own the violin, traditional music like
that. I'm telling you now that you couldn't be playing. You wouldn't be playing...
half price cellos. It sounds like
you've such a salesman voice at all of you.
I know. I'm on that buzz at the moment. Buzz at the moment. Right, anyway, go on. What is the story about the cellos
and
violin?
This is actually an amazing story, right? Okay. This is one of those stories that belongs like in a spy movie or something like that, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
It really does. It's fantastic. So there's this guy, and he owns one of the old... his name is Stephen Morris, and he has a 310-year-old violin, right?
Wow.
310-year-old violin. It's made by... I don't know. It's made back in 1709, right? It was by a guy called David Teacher, who's apparently second only in the world of violins to the great Stradivarius. I mean, he's my favourite violin maker. What about you?
Oh, yeah, I have his album and everything, yeah.
Yeah, well, so there you go, right? So he has this violin now. It's a really famous violin. You might not think there's such a thing as a famous violin, but it is. The James Bond soundtracks. It's played on the James Bond soundtracks.
Wow.
It's played on the soundtracks for Mission Impossible. It's one of the greatest violins known in the world.
Mission Impossible, the theme tune to Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it's worth £290,000 as well, right? Okay. €290,000. Well, your man, he was coming home from, I don't know what you do with a violin. He was out working with it, doing a jam or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He gets on a train. He says he normally has this security system where he puts his leg through the sort of strap of the violin case so that he can't walk off with it.
Yeah.
He forgot to do it.
Right.
He walked off the train.
Oh, he left it on.
After a long day, he left it off.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't a security system that someone would rob the violin.
No, to make sure he doesn't forget it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking, in fairness.
Never thought about it, he said. He never thought about it.
Yeah.
He woke up the next day and had some sinking feeling where he remembered he didn't bring the violin with him. He's like, oh my God, I think it's gone. I think it's gone.
Yeah.
Call the train company. I'm sorry, sir, but that violin must have been removed by passengers. It's gone. Yeah. We don't have it. Oh. Freaked out.
Right.
So he naturally goes and starts telling people, please look for my violin. He puts an ad in the Daily Mail about the violin.
Yeah. But it's
gets this message
like.
Through his Twitter, a private message through his Twitter saying, and it literally says this. I think I know someone who knows someone who might know somebody else who may know somebody who has your violin.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That was the response.
That was the response. He was like,
wow.
Oh my God. So then he said it to the police and the police were like, well, what? Set up a meeting point.
Yeah.
And we'll see how much this person wants for the violin and we'll try and get them.
Yeah.
So this meeting was set up, right?
Yeah.
So the man, he's in a lonely car park in the middle of the night. Right? And
yeah.
In fairness to the Mail, they've called the story Orchestral Maneuvers in the
Fantastic.
Dark.
Fantastic. I was waiting for the puns.
It's
yeah.
brilliant, isn't it? Yeah,
great.
Saying, I'll be Bach
yeah.
is the name of it, right? So he's sitting there in the car park, proper, like a spy movie. There's six plainclothes cops hiding in bushes and disguised as regular civilians.
Oh my God.
Hanging around waiting for the sting.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know how much this guy's going to ask for. Suddenly he sees a guy walk towards him with a big smiley face. He says, say nothing. Gives him the violin and goes, sorry, I took it. Walked away. They didn't even jump on him. They let him go.
Oh,
because
my
he didn't
God.
Want to do the bribery thing.
No
he didn't
way.
Go for it. He decided to come clean, knowing what he had in his hand. This illegal black market violin worth 300 and odd thousand.
So
or whatever
he,
I said,
he,
thousand.
He said what he said.
290,000.
Like he stole it, essentially.
Essentially, he took it off the seat and he walked away. And he handed it back and said, with a big smile on his face, and he says, sorry about that.
What? So bizarre. It's like so he took the violin and then realised it's true history and everything and realised it was too hot.
He realised, yeah, the illicit violin trade is kind of hard to get into. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
There's a movie in that. I'll
there is
you.
A movie in it. Like, but you know, I mean,
I can do the trailer.
Oh, you can.
In a movie. Yeah, you know what I mean? With that music. That's a bizarre story. That's mental.
I know, I love it. I actually love the story. I love the way it all ended so well. And I love the way that your man even says, I can't reveal too much about the sting. That's what he says. But what I can say is when I saw that young man walking towards me with a violin case and a big smile, a lovely smile, and he said he was sorry and he put me through the stress, I was relieved beyond words. There
Fantastic.
You go.
Fantastic.
There you go. The happy story of a violin returning to his owner.
Nothing more beautiful.
Than a 300-year-old missing violin on an old train.
8:44.
I love it.
On Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Mike. I was meant to press that button and it didn't happen. Here we go. I got too carried away with the string music.
You were overwhelmed with emotion.
I'll do that again.
8:44. Go on, play cellos again, you big idiot.
Three songs. The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
All right, let's do this. A brand new week, so nothing to beat. Anything you score this morning will be the top score. And all this week, we're giving you the chance to win an incredible Christmas decoration prize worth €2,000. And it's all with thanks to McD's Christmas Shop. And if you love Christmas, you love McD's Christmas Shop. You get loads of great stuff. You get like an outdoor decorative Christmas penguin. You get a 7.5-foot Christmas tree. All the tree decorations and lights. And it's the biggest selection of Christmas decorations in McD's Christmas Shop. So there you go. So to play and to give it a go this morning is PJ. Oh, Sam, my apologies.
No, you're leaving me out.
Who is this?
You just, I know why you did that. You wanted
so
to leave your read out a list of Christmas things uninterrupted.
Sorry about that.
Is what you were. So it's Francis. How are you getting on, Francis, in Galway?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Francis. What's the story? Did you have a decent weekend?
Yeah, not too bad. Chilling with the kids.
Yeah, good stuff.
Did you watch any of the sport on over the weekend? There was lots of it.
No, not now.
You're probably better off.
Yeah. Not flat out into the weekend anyway.
Exactly. All right then. Are you ready to try and put the biggest score on the board to win all those fantastic Christmas gifts? Are you into Christmas, by the way?
My wife is. She'll enjoy it.
Right, she'll enjoy it. Good stuff.
I think Francis is a man after my own heart when it comes to the enthusiasm, is he? We'll do our best for you, Francis, anyway, so get yourself ready there.
Okay, are you ready to rock and roll, Francis?
Yep. Wait.
Let's do it.
In what film did Michael Caine attempt a $4 million gold bullion heist?
The Italian Job.
What name is given to the feet of a pig, especially when used as food?
Swill.
Trotters, what was the name of the Air Force of Nazi Germany?
Luftwaffe.
Yeah, Australian pop singer Delta Goodrum starred in what TV soap?
Neighbours.
Which is the only bird that can fly backwards?
Hummingbird.
Which comic book superhero is described as faster than a speeding bullet?
By Superman.
Yeah, which bone in your Christmas turkey was once known as the Merry Tot?
Wishbone.
Yeah, in Hans Christian Andersen's story, which little girl did he describe as no bigger than a thumb?
Thumbelina.
US singer Patsy Cline is best remembered for what genre of music?
Country and Western.
What T is the name given to a horse chiefly bred for racing?
Don't know.
Thoroughbred. Who played the devil in the film The Witches of Eastwick?
Don't know.
Jack Nicholson. Johnny Rotten was the lead singer of what punk band?
Sex Pistols.
Complete the title of this Dire Straits song, The Sultans of...
Swing.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, done. Great score, I think.
Very good scoring. A very relaxed and calm. Very on the relaxed, as well. Yeah. Which is always a good thing. So you got a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10. Pretty good score, Francis. Great one for a Monday.
For a Monday, that's a great score, actually. Well done, Francis, and have a good Monday, all right?
Cheers. And you, lads.
Take care. All the best. You can try beat that again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.